I can't talk because I just ate a pound of fart.
Oh my god. Oh, I wish we could make that the name of the episode. I just ate a pound of farts. Just make that the episode title and don't explain it. Don't explain it. We have
to
start.
Hold on. We're starting it. It started. It just started a couple of seconds ago. My fear is that the very best part of this podcast already happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, there's a show behind the show, folks, that if you could only hear that podcast. Oh my god.
But you never will.
No.
We're all little bitches.
Are you sure you're recording? Because it's not saying recording on my thing.
Oh, no, I'm not yet.
There you go. There, now he's okay, recording.
All right, so would you like to do a third intro now?
No. Asshole.
We peaked way too soon, boys.
Yeah, that was... I need a drink of water.
Yeah, I think I'll wet me whistle as well.
We need a reset.
I still have,
that was too much.
I still have a little... a residual taste of a pound of farts in my mouth.
So, when the people that you know don't like you and your treasured friendships end, tune into this podcast. We are the official friends.
You're not helping.
That felt good. That felt like we were a little bit more in sync in that one.
And that was the theme song, the Artificial Friends, the award-winning podcast you can hear every week, wherever you get your pod.
Who's that an impersonation of, Larry?
Oh, it's my old DJ character. Nobody in particular. My old feeble adult DJ character.
Oh, that's too good. Woo! Well, welcome to the show, everybody. I'm Andy Chanley. That's Larry Morgan. That's Josh Fligger, and Sam Farmer's on assignment. But lovely to see you guys after a week off.
I know. Feels like I haven't seen you guys in a couple weeks. Feels like forever.
It does feel like. Well, one of the things that we've done ever since this pandemic is we've actually been together on this podcast more than any time before that because we were imposing the physical restrictions of showing up at Shea Chanley every week. Uh-huh. And this just makes it easier. And I miss you guys when we're off. Yeah. I really do.
I know, and things happen, and I'm like, oh God, I wish we had.
Like every time we don't do a podcast, that's another hour I got to spend with my family. So it's like, this is the kind of you know what I mean.
Who needs that?
My power tools get lonely. Yeah, know how you feel. I gotta, you know what I gotta do a little bit later. By the way,
it's gonna be fixing your Fajal.
Here we go.
No, well, I still need to do that.
I'm sure it's probably not pergola related. I have a feeling he's moving on to a new thing.
This is part of Gate.
Oh,
okay.
You gonna take your Christmas lights down? Do you do that yet?
No. Well, that's been done.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure.
I have to drill a hole for my drop rod.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's the show. Yeah. I'll see you next week.
How long you been saving that one, man?
How long? He wrote that one like 10 days ago. He was doing it. He was like, I can't wait for the podcast.
This will be gold. The two gates that swing independently, and I need one to have a drop rod so it anchors in the ground. Uh-huh. And then the other one will latch, to that. So, and when it arrived the other day, we had company. I was so grateful to have the opportunity to go out to the yard, pick up this package that had just been thrown over the fence by the delivery guy, and walk inside and have them say, it was a lady friend. It was the parent of one of our children's schoolmates. And she said, oh, what's that? I said, it's my drop rod.
Larry, I guarantee if you look inside of his palm, written in ink, it says "mention drop rod" at the top. You know what I mean? He's been sitting on that. He's been waiting for it.
It's just, you know, it just gives you the answer if you think back to young bachelor on the prowl Andy Chanley. Did that guy score with lines like that? Of course he did.
Now, did you know damn the name straight of that thing before you ordered it? Or did, like, how did you actually search drop rod and what came up?
Did you just order it so you could do the joke? That's the question.
Is it still sitting on your kitchen
table? How did
table?
I come across that? I don't remember. I think I did was a gate lock, and then went from there. And then I saw drop
and
rod.
You said, like, you saw drop rod, and drop you rod. Said order. You just clicked order yep. as soon as you saw drop rod. Yes. I don't even know what it is.
Drop rod, yes, please.
I already glazed over. Did you explain what that does?
Yeah, it's you know that rod where you let it drop into a hole in the ground and. You don't know your gate from a hole in the ground. It drops into a hole in the ground and keeps the gate from moving, right? So then you can latch another gate to it.
I'm sorry, I dozed off again. Could you? Right, I'm just going to go look it up later.
It's basically just it's a big rod that goes in the ground and keeps the gate from
right.
moving.
Right, it keeps that side of the gate from swinging open. I got
but
it.
But let me tell you what did happen. When's the last time we talked? It was 2 weeks ago, right? So we didn't talk since 4th of July.
No.
Okay. So last time we talked, I don't know if I mentioned this. I don't know if we had planned to do it yet. The idea was we were going to go to Big Bear to watch fireworks.
Oh, okay.
We were going to drive up to, because there weren't any, you know, there were no public gatherings here.
I thought you were going to say there's no fireworks here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's kind of what I thought, too.
You were aware of the Battle of Panorama City that happened on July 4th.
As a matter of fact, the Larry Morgan that was on Saturday night, the 4th, was going, well, not a lot of fireworks tonight, but, you know, musical fireworks on the radio. And you're right, outside it was frickin' World War III.
So, yeah, it looked like a scene from Terminator when the ghetto birds are flying in to clear the place. We wanted to go because up there they had some fireworks, you know, and there was enough room for people to spread out and see them and, you know, have social distance. Well, as the week goes on, like Wednesday of last week, Laura, calls up there and asks the guy about it. So, you know, this fireworks display, what's the story with it? What do we need to know? He's like, honestly, if you really want to see it, you got to get out there at like 8 or 9 in the morning and claim your spot, because it all is going to fill up and you won't be able to get in there anymore and so forth. And then she looks online and sees the ratings for this place we were going to stay, and they were really meh. So it's like, why don't we just bag it? Why don't we just forget it and stay here? And she goes, you know, how can we make it up to the kids? And I said, oh, I've got an idea. Why don't I look into one of those like $150 LED projectors, and we could project a movie up on, you know, the side of the guest house there, and we could watch a movie outside, out back. And she's like, oh, that would be awesome. Silas would love that. And yeah. Hamilton was out new on Disney Plus. So we're like, we could watch that. That would be fantastic. That's another story. all of the swear words and the questionable interpersonal relationships that are mentioned in
I thought the swear words were bleeped out. They said or washed. They apparently.
I got through the first 10 minutes. Then we put it on.
I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. Yeah. I thought it was amazing. It was okay. Anyway, we intended to watch it there on the big screen right at home. And on Friday, before the 4th of July, July 3rd, this is Mercury retrograde up my ass. I get an acknowledgement from Amazon that the package is delayed.
Oh, yeah.
It's not coming. When's it coming? July 5th.
Oh, God.
So I'm like, you sons of bitches, really? Really? I mean, that's clearly too late. The thing was... With all the fireworks going off around us, there's no way we could have watched a movie.
Yeah, it'd have been a nightmare anyway.
There's no way. Honest to God, it's the best fireworks display I've ever seen.
No, it was spectacular. I mean, it was nonstop across the entire skyline. The helicopter footage they had of it was like ridiculous. It was insane. Yeah. I've never seen anything like it.
We just stood outside for a half an hour and was just watching right down the street, either way, both sides. It was just like a battle back and forth. Who could light the bigger firework? It was crazy. It was like 2 days before there was a helicopter. The ghetto bird was swirling around our area in the middle of the night. And I hear fireworks going off. I'm like, what's going on? And apparently, like, somebody had stolen a car and ditched the car, like, a couple blocks away and then started to run. And then, like, assholes were shooting fireworks at the ghetto bird.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, this is insane.
Nice neighborhood.
Yeah, I know. What's enough? You're going to start firing Roman candles at a police helicopter. Jesus.
No, one of the first movies that Lara and I saw together when we started dating was that Steve Martin movie with Claire Danes, Shop Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever see it? Yeah. And, you know, he's an older man. That's a May-December relationship between this older man and this younger woman.
He wrote that, didn't he?
Yep. Yeah.
He wrote the novel. He goes over to her house, and her house is like in, you know, Koreatown or East Hollywood, where it's, you know, pretty dodgy. And he goes over to her house for dinner and comes there, and there's a helicopter circling overhead. He's like, nice neighborhood. anytime we see a police helicopter overhead, Laura and I are like, hey, nice neighborhood. But it truly was amazing. The fireworks were, usually that stuff on 4th of July drives me fucking insane. I just want to get out and kill people. I want to go door to door and kill people. But I have to say, it really was uplifting. It was a shared moment. We were talking over the fence with two different neighbors, and just watching everything all around. It was really pretty magical.
So that you didn't. So then you don't want to kill. You don't want to go kill people. I don't understand. You confused me. Why was this? What was different about this one? Was it just because there was more?
Because it was usually a shared communal experience that transcended the illegal nature of the act
and the event.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, you can say that about a lot of things. Yep. No, that was usually on 4th of July. I feel like, hey, asshole, why don't you go watch some fireworks somewhere instead of setting off illegal stuff in a place that's plagued by drought.
Right.
But in this instance, it really felt like a shared experience that we were having, and it was somewhat uplifting to me.
I just wonder if this sets the precedent where every 4th of July is going to be like this.
Yeah. I just remember waking up July 5th, like, thinking, okay, that's enough of this, assholes. You've been doing it for 4 weeks. It's July 5th, no more. And sure enough, it's like, is it slow over there? I hear one every once in a while, but I don't really hear them that much anymore.
I haven't heard that. The 5th was still pretty intense.
Oh, really?
But no, for me, it was about a third of the night before. But then it's been tapering off. And we were in L.A. all last week. And, you know, me trying to go to bed at 9 o'clock every night. So, you know, but it was to me, it was the guy who woke up at 5 a.m. on Sunday the 5th and went, oh, I forgot to set this one off. Guess I'll do it now. And it was like,
what? Really long fuse.
I don't get the five. That's just a big fuck you to people sleeping when you set off a 5 a.m. firework.
Yeah, it was like July 3rd. I was riding my bike or something, and it was like 4 p.m. and I heard just a gigantic one go off. And I'm like, it's bright blue out. How are you shooting into the sky that you can't see anything?
I mean, I know there is such a thing as daylight fireworks, but most people don't have those. So the idea of setting stuff off that, you know, especially anything that's supposed to go into the sky and create this just diorama of color, when it's 4 in the afternoon, sun is shining brightly, and you can barely make it. Did you see that one? No. Try it again.
Yeah. Hey, cool smoke.
Yes, that was, boy, Sunday morning, that was like early 1980s smog going on Sunday morning.
Really? I didn't see it. It was just a big puck of yellow.
Mid-Wilshire, it was just, I walked outside and was like, that's not fog. What the hell is that? And
smell the gunpowder.
It was just, I mean, thank God for the mask I had on. It really did the job filtering. It was ridiculous. And it was one of the most unhealthful air qualities they have had in like decades in LA. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing. Yeah. But it still shocks me the level of fireworks that, you know, private individuals have.
I know.
Access to. Where? And these people, how many millions of dollars do you think people in Los Angeles spent on fireworks?
I know. And where'd they get them?
Cheap. Well, you can order them online, I'm sure.
No.
That was a hive mind of so many people in Southern California going, well, I'm just going to get my own. I mean, every single person in town, it seemed, had something to set off that.
Yeah,
night.
When we got fireworks, we always had to go to a state that sold them because they weren't legal in Pennsylvania. You had to drive to like Ohio or Virginia or something.
I'm sure it's just a 2-hour drive to Arizona or whatever, or Nevada.
Much do I love effing fireworks that I'm going to drive to another effing state and spend a paycheck so I can light something off at 4 in the afternoon?
No, but here's the thing. They're illegal in Los Angeles County. There were fireworks stands in, you know, San Bernardino and like not that far away.
Yeah, but did that many people take a road trip just to go get fireworks?
I guess. Or, you know, they appointed a block captain.
I think there was a intense black market going on this year. Plus, every fireworks vendor who, you know, had a big contract with, you know, all the city parks and all those other, you know, they were like selling them on the street back in back alleys going, hey, buddy, hey, you want some sweet cherry poppers? You want some you want some orange blossoms? Huh? You want
hey, you want to buy some firecrackers and a day planner?
pull up in a white van in a parking lot. Hey, you want some Roman candles and a pair of speakers?
Yeah. Hey, I got some tube stocks and some blackjacks. You want some of those?
Some tube socks?
Yeah. You see, this guy's always sell tube socks in the corner.
What? I have never seen anyone selling tube socks on a corner. What are you talking about, Josh?
There used to be a guy on Burton Way that every day would sell day planners and tube socks. And occasionally, like, oranges.
How about some 800 thread count sheets?
I'm going to real quick, I'm going to look up if Urban Dictionary has a definition for tube socks, because maybe you misunderstood what he was saying.
Hey, so anyway, we didn't get to the movie until last night. Last night, watched a movie outside, the four of us. It was Beauty and the Beast, the remake from a couple years ago with Emma Watson. And it was amazing. I mean, not the movie necessarily. The movie was fine, but the experience of it was absolutely fantastic.
Did you do it from your pool, Mr. Fancy Pants?
No, although we thought about it. Yeah. Wouldn't that be great?
That would've been
cool.
By
the way, the water in the pool is bath water. It is so warm. Like, I almost contemplated putting some ice in the pool. That's how cold the water in the pool is. It's ridiculous.
Just to heat that baby up?
Yeah, or just cool it off. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Anywho's, did you guys have a wonderful fourth?
I had a fourth.
Yeah. The thing about people waking you up in the morning, Larry, that really sucks. You made me think of my brother-in-law, who he used to have to travel a lot, right? He was an insurance inspector. He goes one place and he stays in this hotel, and the people next to him are in there having a party, like until 2 a.m. And he calls down and he's like, you know, I hate to bother. I usually don't, you know, bother anybody, but these people next door are really, really loud. Is there anything you can do? And they're like, yeah, we'll take care of it. We're very sorry about that. So he hears their phone ring and like, yeah, you hear the muffled, you know, talking to somebody on the phone. And then once they hang up, it's even louder and they're pounding on the wall and stuff and, you know, giving him even more shit. So he has to get up early to get on the road. And so he gets up, you know, 4:30. He takes his radio, turns it all the way up, sets the alarm for 4:59 in the morning and leans it up against the door. Oh. I can only imagine they had a wonderful morning. They were partying until 3 a.m.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I did that to my downstairs neighbors? I was when I was living in Pennsylvania, I lived in a duplex and I lived on the second floor. And these two girls, the same, I went to high school with them, lived below me, and they would just stay up all night and have parties all night, which I didn't care, but they would play like Korn and they would play it super loud. And I would get home because I was a bartender, and I would get home at like 2 a.m. And I would, you know, I would still stay up for a couple hours because 2 a.m. was kind of like my, you know, 8 p.m. So I would stay up, and I would just, they would play Korn until like 7 in the morning at full blast. And I would just garbage music, just garbage, just shaking the whole house. And then I remember one night I just had enough of it, and I had to work early the next morning. So I had hardwood floors. I took my 100 watt Carvin amp. Right, and I had this cabinet, it was 2 12-inch speakers, and I faced it straight down in the middle where I knew where their bedrooms were because they I've been in there, and I put the speaker right in the middle of my floor. Then I took a microphone and I mic'd it into the amp, the head unit for the guitar amp. Then I put my stereo and I took my two speakers and I angled them right at the microphone. And I turned the amp all the way up as loud as I could get without blowing out the speakers. And I put Blood Sugar Sex Magic by the Chili Peppers on. And I put it on repeat. And then I locked my door and left for the day. I was coming home because I could walk to work. It was like two blocks away. And it was like a half a block away. And I'm just like, here. From like 100 yards away. Awesome. F them.
We stayed at a W hotel in San Francisco once and had come back, and it was a really nice place. The W's are pretty sure. Cool usually. But we're in bed at a good time. I remember very distinctly we had gone to see Austin Powers Gold Member with Alex and I. So we're just kind of settling down for sleep, and everybody's falling asleep. And sometime after midnight, our neighbors get in, and this was the first time we had experienced that. It was the first night we were staying there. They were talking at a normal level, but it sounded like they were in the room right next to me. It was just that thin of a wall. And it was chitty-chat. And I was like, oh, no. And they wrapped up their conversation. They laughed. Okay, I'll see you tomorrow. I was like, okay, fine. It was 1 in the morning, so it wasn't that bad. You know, it's young people out having a good time. Great. It's like, okay, they're going to settle down. I can go back to sleep. And then just a couple of minutes later, I hear ding a ding a ding a ding, and then it kind of builds and builds. And then eventually I hear, and I still haven't found what I'm looking. No, I'm sorry. It was Where the Streets Have No Name. That's what it was. I'm like, okay, all right. Not a bad song, but I don't need to hear it. And then as soon as it went into With or Without You, I'm like, she's tracking the whole fucking Joshua Tree album right now. And I'm going to. So I got up and I looked at my phone and I realized, you know, you can dial room to room. I didn't even dial the operator. I dialed her number and I heard the music go down, and she obviously thought whoever had left was calling her back. She, hello. And I was like, hey, I like you two as much as anybody, but could you turn the fucking volume down a little bit? And I heard her through the wall go, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Now, cut to terrible night's sleep. Get up the next morning. We're already packed and we're ready to go. Charla and Alex are downstairs. The car's getting pulled around. I go back up to grab one more thing, and I go in the room, and it's maybe like 11 o'clock before checkout, and I walk in and I hear, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, pause. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. That happens 3 or 4 or 5 more times as I'm standing there, and I'm like, okay, two things. I can hear everything they're doing. And the other observation is that guy can only kind of sustain himself for a few seconds before he has to stop and take a rest.
90 seconds, and then he's got
no stamina. And I close my door and I'm laughing. I'm so glad Charlotte and Alex didn't walk back in with me, but I can hear it all the way down the hallway to the elevator.
We had our last place.
They were having sex, Andy.
What? I thought you were doing your DJ imitation.
He was
again.
Using his drop rod.
Before you say that, Josh, let me hear your corn impersonation again.
So there was
that was the alternative punk band Korn
with a K, a
very mainstay of alternative radio back in the 90s on America's Greatest Hits.
Our neighbors in our old place, we'd just be sitting there. And it'd be in the middle of the night, but their bedroom was right beside our bedroom, and I think their bed literally was on the same wall as our bed, and we would just every once a week, just in the middle of the night, you're just,
wait, what?
it sounded like there's a pig in there. What was that?
You would go,
now, I need to clarify here. I need to clarify. Was she saying O-I-N-K, oink?
No,
oink,
no.
Or
oy.
Was she?
I don't know.
Oi.
Oi.
Yeah, oi.
I thought I heard oink. Oink.
I didn't ask her to spell it, but from what I heard was oink, 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 oink. I never heard him, but that it was just, this is weird. This is gross.
Maybe that was him.
Maybe it was him. Yeah. So, sex is gross. Yeah.
it's so messy.
Other people's sex is gross. Yeah.
There is a possible title right there.
Speaking of that, I'm going to be staying in a hotel this weekend.
Wait a minute. Speaking of hotels.
Crazy hotel, good. Shenanigans.
Other people's sex.
Staying in a hotel this weekend. Can't wait.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this one better rated than the Big Bear one?
It is. Yeah. This is a nice place. This is we're going to where Lara and I got married 13 years ago.
Oh, Bakersfield.
Yeah, yeah.
In a fever hotter than a pepper sprout.
The Palmdale Quinta, La Quinta.
Nice.
No, we're going down Orange County, and we're going to stay at the hotel where we got married with the kids because we got to. But it's going to be quite lovely, right on the water. We'll be socially distant, but it's going to be lovely to get away for a couple of days. Can't wait.
You and Laura are going to stay 6 feet apart at all times? Is that what you're saying?
Six inches apart.
Oh! Well, that's generous from what I hear.
Yeah, six centimeters apart. Can't wait for that to get out of Dodge for a couple of days. But speaking of DJs, you know what's happening tonight on the station. By the time this airs, it will have been days ago. But I don't mean to brag. You've got some cool coworkers, Larry Morgan. But Joe Walsh is my coworker.
Yeah, yeah. You've mentioned that several times before.
Did you hear who his guest is going to be this week?
I think I did.
Yeah. Ringo Starr.
Yeah, celebrating his birthday.
His brother-in-law, Ringo Starr. That's pretty heady. That's pretty cool. Yeah. That's pretty dang cool.
Were you invited to join them?
Nope.
Yeah, what a surprise.
No. He's not even allowed in the building, I don't think.
Yeah. If they ever come to the building, I have to avert my eyes. Yeah.
They've revoked his parking pass during this period.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Exactly.
One other thing, though, that happened that I wanted to share with you. There was a little ad hoc sound reunion that happened this week. Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, they can't do the Pershing Square concerts because, you can't get people together. It's not responsible. So what Louise and the gang did down there is they decided, well, let's do these virtual concerts. We'll film some, good bands doing these shows and people can watch them every week, every Saturday night. And then on Friday nights, we'll have these green room interviews with different people. Some are the artists that'll be performing. Some are, notable people in music. And some are, people from Southern California that, people might be interested in. She wanted me to do a little get together with some sound people. So get this. It was Larry Morgan there and myself.
And that was it.
And that was it. you were specifically not invited, Josh.
Oh, I know.
although your name was dropped.
It was. It was. And Uncle Joe Benson.
Nice.
Rita Wild. Mimi Chen.
Wow.
And Dave Beesing, program director, all got together to have a little chat. It was it was nice to see everybody again.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is it going to air somewhere?
Yeah, eventually.
Or did it already go
eventually
on?
Eventually, it's going to be one of these Friday night green room interviews. They'll edit it down because Magpies went on for close to an hour.
But they didn't tell. They didn't give you an exact date or something.
No, I don't know.
August.
The date of it.
She August sent something. An email. She sent an email said it was going to take a bit but August. Yeah.
I was gonna. Okay, so when you guys find out, post it on Facebook or something. So
yeah, yeah, should
sure.
But
because I want to listen to it too.
Yeah, Andy was the genial host and managed to kind of keep things moving. Also managed to ignore every single suggested question that they sent him to throw out to the group. Didn't mention Pershing Square once during the entire thing.
That's not true. Did I blow it?
No. You were great. You were great.
How many times did you plug this podcast, Andy?
Larry did. Larry
I did.
Nice.
I plugged
way
it hard.
Go, Larry.
No, I came hard on the your artificial friends.
Yeah, hey,
I'm nice.
Trying to squeeze as much juice out of this.
Okay. Hold up. You just said. I want everything you just said deleted from my mind.
He plugged it hard and tried to squeeze all the juice out of it.
Plugged it hard.
Artificial friends.
I tried to squeeze every bit of juice out of this.
Did you use your drop rod?
Oh, God.
No, but I saved it all in my tube sock. Boy, we went blue all of a sudden this week. What happened?
I don't know what's going on.
It had to happen.
Hey, I do know this. I know we got a bunch of calls.
Nice.
Well, we probably have a backlog of a couple of weeks now.
Oh, God. Is this true? Holy shitballs. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them?
Oh, boy. Well, we better get started.
Yeah, gotta get cracking on this, guys. All right. Well, let me see here. Let's see what's Cooka looking.
Hey, before we do this, what's the number they can reach us at?
Oh, guys, God.
Oh, God, Josh, come on.
Hey, you're just messing with me.
What's the
next
number?
Time I try, it's not going to work. I don't know.
Okay, go ahead.
The phone number.
Yes.
What number? No. Give me your social security number. What the hell number you think I'm talking about?
They called the YAF line. Thank you. It's 626-657-6428. That's 626-657-6428 or OAMUCPM HAT.
Nice.
Thank you, Josh. That was very responsible, and I'm sorry that I was cross with you.
That's all right.
All right. Here we go.
Gentlemen, hello. This is Scott Gerber, the Pumpkin Carver. Last time I called this phone number, I told you guys that I was out of work, and fucking Josh laughed at me. Anyhow, I'm back at work. I'm out of my depression. I'm back commuting in my car, and the first podcast I start listening back to is my artificial friends.
Nice.
Except for Josh, because he fucking laughed at me because I got fired. Anyhow, I'm listening to Food Court, and you guys made the ruling about ketchup on eggs, and part of that ruling was to slap the eggs off the plate. I have no problem with your ruling, except that if anybody tries to take food off of my plate without my permission, they're pulling back a bloody stump. Like I said, I'm a pumpkin carver, I have sharp knives, and I know how to use them. Love you guys.
Wow.
I don't remember laughing at this.
I don't.
Yeah. I actually do remember that.
Do you?
I do remember that because I remember it was so odd that Josh giggled at that. I can't. Maybe it was just the delivery of it, but it was just odd timing. It was like, well, Josh, come on, man.
Sometimes maybe I laugh when things are uncomfortable.
Well, it might have been in his delivery, the way he said it, and Josh reacted to how it was said, not what was said.
But maybe so. But I remember distinctly, like my dad would mash his thumb with a hammer, and I just start laughing.
Sure. Oh, is there anything worse than when your old man is mad and says something? And I remember one time my dad said, My old man had said almost every single word in the book in front of me. And then one time, I don't know, me and my brother were being jackasses, and he came downstairs and he looked me dead in the eyes and told me he was going to, what did he say? He said he was going to kick me in the carcass or something like that. And I was like, seriously, I've heard you say ass 7,000 times, but now when you're ready to kill me, you say carcass. And I could just feel my smiling muscles start to move, and I'm staring at him. And it was like looking at a bull with steam coming out of his nostrils. And I'm just, he's like, just staring at me like, don't you dare laugh, which makes you even want to laugh even more. And then I side-eye to look away, and my brother's on the couch, and he's like literally sweating because he sees me and he's about to laugh. I remember that was like one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever been through in my life. I think I did actually end up laughing, and then I just got up and ran because I didn't know what to do.
What do you remember? I distinctly remember the most entertaining swear word my father ever said.
What was it?
He went through all of them as well, right? He would say them all. But I remember one time he got so mad at something that he like threw, he was working at something, got frustrated, threw it down. He said, horse feathers. Well, that was particularly
crazy.
That's what
I mean. It's like you've heard him say all these words, and then they bust out like horse feathers. You're like, what the hell is that?
Horse feathers.
Anyway, Scott, I didn't mean to laugh at you. I was probably laughing at maybe the delivery or the unexpected timing of the bad news, but I don't know. Sounds like something I'd do. Yeah.
Well, anyway, congratulations. Congratulations on finding a new gig. That's fantastic. I like to picture in my mind that he got a job carving a very large pumpkins somewhere. Yeah. You know, like that big one they have at the entrance to Disneyland on Halloween?
Yeah, but that's probably going to, it's seasonal, but it'll keep them busy until October.
Well, they've got to start in July.
Yeah, yeah.
To get the thing ready. But that's awesome, and thanks for listening to the podcast. We always appreciate it.
If you don't want your food smacked off your plate, don't put ketchup on your nose. Yeah.
Yeah. That was also Josh who said that too, by the way. So he was calling you out on a couple of different occasions there.
All right, friends, should we move on?
Oh, sure.
Here we go.
Hey there, this is Carrie from Northern California, and I've got a pair of Vans on that have Charlie Brown and all their characters on them. Then I'm also wearing a t-shirt that has Snoopy and Woodstock on it, and Snoopy's carrying the American flag in our 4th of July. Hey, I just got done listening to today's episode, and you guys made me laugh so hard, and I just want to say thank you for that. You're one of the highlights of my week, my working week. And also the reason why I'm calling is, would you do me a big favor and play Dr. Demento's Fish Heads? When I was a junior or senior in high school, the guys at lunch that we hung out with would always sing that song. And you just brought back a good memory, and I'd like to hear it again. So please find it and play it for me. All right. Thanks again for the laughs you give me during my work week, and I hope you guys had a great 4th. Bye.
Yeah. Now, that's Karen's reference to our favorite novelty songs of all time, which will be a recurring bit, apparently. And both she and Aaron Owl, our Facebook webmaster, kind of stole my thunder because that was definitely going to be in the mix. But he made an interesting point, especially after our most recent episode when we were talking about Chum. So Aaron combined our novelty song episode with Josh's fantastic reaction to dissecting Chum and came up with Fish Heads from Barnes.
I want to say, Larry, you played that on a 10 at 10 at one point at the sound.
I did. I think I used it. I think I used it as a sweeper.
An interstitial.
I think. Yeah. Oh, okay. I remember
standing in the hallway like by the elevators and hearing it one time and being like, oh my God, no way, he's playing Fish Heads.
Yeah, there was no way I was going to play that whole thing, even though I did play the entire version of Inagata DeVito one time. But I wasn't going to play that whole thing.
That you know who did it. Barnes and Barnes, is that right?
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Because I believe one of the members is Billy Mumy.
Oh, I was going to say one of the members is Barnes.
All right.
The band David and David, who's your favorite? Sorry. All right.
Josh.
Yeah, no, I'm right. It's Barnes and Barnes, and one of the duo is Bill Mumy, who was little the
really?
Will Robinson on Lost in
Danger,
Space.
Will Robinson.
Yep.
Wow, how about that? Barnes and Barnes.
I know so much useless shit, but I can't remember my own phone number. So that tells you what my brain is like.
What kind of life do you live in when you're on Lost in Space and you wrote Fish Heads? You're doing something right.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Right?
I don't know. What water is he drinking? Show me the way, buddy.
I know. Talk about living the life, right?
That's no shit. That's, yeah. He's touched by an angel, that guy.
He's living off of that fish head money.
All right. You guys ready for another one?
Oh, my God. You better, because we're never going to get through these.
Okay. Well, for this one, we need a little intro. All right, there you go. You ready for it?
Hey, Appers. This is Lauren. Today we're replacing compacting bass rock, cinch rock, on mostly matching front and back patios. About 72 cubic yards of rock. Using a Hopak for compaction. After work, my granny brought his classic motorhome to the shop. We've fabricated a receiver hitch for the front to hold his mountain bike rack. I suppose he will use it for his gravel bikes also, but I guess I can't hold that against him. We use 2-inch heavy well square tube for the brackets, bolted to the bottom bumper mounting holes, welding 5.5 by 1/2 inch slab onto the brackets. Then welding the receiver tube onto the flat. We welded 2-inch by 8-inch square tube onto the flat on each side of the receiver as a gusset. And lastly, some 3/8 flat welded to the mess on each side, extending back about a foot. Bolted it to the side of the frame. Yes, it's ugly, but it'll hold up. Not a bad day. Or a ditch digging man. Talk to you later.
Did he just use the word? Did he use the word gusset?
My favorite was bumper holes. I'm like, that's just a fantastic name for some genitalia.
Hey, Andy, I really want to know. This is personal, but when he gets all into talking about the details of construction and this equipment, do you get a little chubby?
I get a little engorged.
Leather.
Yeah.
You get leather.
A little engorged and tingling. Yeah.
I thought so. Yeah. Well, with that, how about the outro?
I was just sitting here with my robe carelessly thrown open.
Okay. All right. We're on Zoom, remember?
Oh, shit.
play the thing.
Close it up, Alex.
That was low energy, Mike. That was low energy, Mike.
All right. Let's see. What do we have? We've got 3 more calls to get to, my friends.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. I'm still hurting from that one.
And those were the short ones.
Oh, jeez.
All right. Let's go here. You ready?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, a few ideas for your music choices for the week. I was thinking, if you guys were boxers or UFC fighters or wrestlers, what would your entrance music be? And my other idea is, what's your favorite movie soundtrack of all time? I hope you guys are having a good time through all the isolation and everything. I wish I was isolated, since I work in a hospital 12-hour days and I'm fucking tired. So I envy those of you that get to stay at home right now. Period. Hope you guys take it easy and have a good one. Later.
Wow. Well, yeah. first of all, thank you for
what you do.
Yeah, yeah. Indeed. And second, those are both really good. Those are so much better than anything that Andy's brought up. That's
100%.
I know.
100%. Those are great ideas.
Hey, write those down. We'll have to come back to those. Yeah. Or should we pick one to do for next week?
Well, we said we were going to do Christmas in July, and we only have a little bit of July left, so we should maybe do that next week. And then I say we fulfill those requests. Those are fantastic.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. Particularly the wrestling one. That's great.
I love that. I'd have to think about that.
When he started saying it, I'm like, I'm not interested. I'm not interested. Not interested. And then he said, what would your entrance music be? I'm like, yes.
Yeah. Yes. As soon as he said that, I just, like, these big fireworks went off behind me and I raised my hands. I was coming down the.
Yeah, that's a great idea. So thanks for that, and again, you're doing the Lord's work. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay, so two more of them. Let's get right to it here with this.
Hi, this is Richard from Corona, where it's hot year-round. I want to say that I love the show. I think it's great. I enjoy laughing my ass off every time you guys put out a new podcast. This message is for Sam. Sam, on your Weber smoker grill, if you ever want to smoke another, what was it, brisket, check out a YouTube video on Harry Sue, S-O-O. He's a competition griller. He can give you tips on smoking a brisket. But the biggest tip is putting a drip tray on that first stainless grill that's closest to the heat. Then your brisket goes on that top shelf. And this way, there's less cleanup afterwards. But check out Harry Sue, and you'll find all the tips you need. And I did a 17-pound brisket, 17 3/4-pound brisket over the 4th of July weekend. Did it for 12 hours, and it came out perfect. It was the first brisket I had done, and first time using my Weber smoker. So good luck, but definitely check Harry out, and that may give you some tips on smoking other types of meat. Take care.
So, I'm so glad you chose our YAF line to forward information to Sam Farmer, who is not available in any other capacity.
Did I miss the Sam Farmer or Sam Farmer smoking meats episode?
He put it on social media. He put his. His new, he got like a Traeger or something, or is it Weber? I don't know. But he got new smoker, and he posted on social media.
I'm so jealous.
He said something like, "I think I'm gonna like this." Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about getting one of those.
Yeah. Somebody else I know has one of those, and he has just been like, they have a group of people they live with in Colorado, and like they're neighbors, and they'll get together and just smoke copious amounts of flesh and just last for days and days. One more call here, people. This is the
Exhausting.
Oh,
17 3/4 pounds of brisket.
Yeah, that's a side of beef, man.
Yeah,
that's,
it's a pretty precise measurement too.
Yeah, yeah. All the tips you like. He said
that's like two newborn babies. That's
smoked babies.
Good. All right, here we go. Last call.
This is George from Long Beach with today's trivia for July 11th.
Oh, God.
Today is the anniversary of the fateful duel between Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
Wow.
It is also my birthday.
Hey.
For Magic Castle trivia, the Magic Castle is still closed, but they are offering Dine and Delight. This is a to-go service for everyone living near the Magic Castle in Hollywood. Order a meal before 4 p.m. today and pick it up tomorrow between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. For more information, go to togo.magiccastle.com. And now this. The last full weekend in June is Amateur Radio Field Day. This is where ham radio operators get on the air to contact other hams in the U.S. and Canada. My station call letters are N6RVC. And I use the original text messaging app, Morse code. The app doesn't run on a smartphone. It runs in my brain cells. I use it to contact 13 states and British Columbia. Here's what my station call letters sound like in Morse code.
Oh, my God.
Until next time, this is George from Long Beach.
Hey.
That was amazing.
Can we get
so
the last
levels?
Two callers together and just have a party? I want to party with those two guys.
Hold on. There are a couple of things to unpack here. Number one, it's clear that he has just used this podcast to launch his own podcast that's completely different than this one.
Mm-hmm. It's like a ham cast.
Yeah. Also, I'm kind of gratified that he just slipped in. He knows I'll air whatever. and so he got a business plug in there. Happy to help out local business. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I think the YAF line is now, I mean, it's very possible that the caller before actually is a representative from Weber just trying to tout, you know, their latest wares. But I, we have to have a little sympathy for George because between the ham radio operating and the fascination with magic, we know that he never dated in high school. So we just got to give it a little.
Didn't he say he's going to drop some Magic Castle trivia, and didn't he just drop some Magic Castle fun facts?
Well, he dropped some Magic Castle marketing, advertising.
Basically, just read a press release. Before we wrap up, here's a little something for Karen in Northern California. Stand by. And it's not working. Never mind.
Okay. I know what it was going to be.
Here's a little sounds for you, Karen.
Fish heads, roly-poly fish heads. Here's what I would like to hear someday, though. I wouldn't mind hearing your artificial friends and or the YAF line number in Morse code.
All right, hold on for a sec. I have an email I want to read, but I don't know if I can access it. If I leave, then
I would also like to hear Josh's name in Morse code. Your name in Morse code, my name in Morse code, Sam's name in Morse code. I'd like to hear just about everything. There has to be a website. There has to be. You know, you can put in anything in a website and it'll translate it. There has to be 50 websites where you could put in any text you want and it'll translate it to Morse code.
Hey, I got an email.
Oh, okay. Read it.
All right. So this is from Angela. She writes, hey, Josh, a big thank you to YAF for keeping us entertained during this bizarro time. You guys always have me laughing out loud, and my kids are convinced I'm losing it. About the idea of broadcasting together, you could set up some plexiglass between you and space your seats out a bit. I saw someone do this on YouTube, and I think it was effective. Tell Andy to get his butt in the shed and figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Get over to Home Depot and invest in some plexiglass, Mr. Handyman.
Exactly. Also, Pico Pica is good. I like it better than Tabasco.
Thank you.
And then she writes, you know, she says, bye. And then she says, P.S., I would have left a voicemail on the O Amok PM hat line, but I'm stoned and would trip too hard. This email took me 45 minutes to write. Love you guys.
Oh, fantastic.
I had to read that one, right?
Fish heads, eat them up, yum. That's about all you need, isn't it?
That's pretty much it. That's the chum of novelty songs right there.
Hey, guys.
Chum of novelty songs.
That's pretty good.
Well, this was a thing.
Was something that happened.
Yeah?
Yes.
I did too. This is good fun. Most of the
fun
I had
was before
the podcast started.
But before we recorded anything.
Yeah.
Hey, Josh, how can people get a hold of you? Where can they send
Joshua
you some
dick pics? JoshuaJFligger at gmail.com. And you know what? I feel bad that I laughed at somebody for losing their job. So I want to give a little extra love to that guy.
Yeah, all right. send Josh a picture of some really mucusy looking chum.
No, don't. Please, fuck. Now I'm gonna get him. And I can't not open the email. I'll be like, and I know I'm gonna look at it. And I'm like, I swear to God, if I puke on my iPhone. Fuck, I know I'm gonna get these now.
The more you keep talking,
the more you protest, the more you get.
You're just fueling the fire right now, Joshy. I'm going to send you 5 or 10 myself.
Larry, how can people grab you?
Right between, you can do it right on the Instagram at the Larry Morgan.
I like to hear from people on Instagram. It's Andy Chanley, all one word, on Instagram. It's also DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook and DJ _ Chanley on Twitter.
And like and recommend. Can you recommend this podcast? How does that work? You just like
Well, sure. I mean, sure. You know, word of mouth, or yeah. You could.
Yeah, use your mouth.
Yeah, you can. If you wherever you get this podcast, use your mouth and rate this if you will. 5 stars would be preferable, or 4. You know, if you're not feeling that generous, and subscribe if you haven't already. And if you know of other people who you think might like this ridiculous nonsense, pass it along to them too. Yeah. You know, we can all be together.
Yeah, I'm looking up.
I was wondering how high that was going to get.
Have a look at our podcast and put your mouth on it.
You got a purty mouth.
Careful, you might end up eating a pound of farts.
Gentlemen, until next time,
all right.
I'd like to say,
when the people that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships end. Boom, boom, boom. Tune into this podcast. It's your artificial friends.
Lovely to see you, boys.
All right.
Right back at you. Let's do this again. Christmas songs next week, everybody.
Okay, let's do it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.